This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I mean that sincerely. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us tonight. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. If you head up to the website, you can give me your email address. I send out an email a week. I let you know some of the topics, the sponsors, what's going on, some of the stories we might be covering, all of that good and fun stuff. First, I want to say this nasty, hateful man known as President Trump is the first president in decades to be able to work deals with, talk with, and actually have open dialogue with North Korean dictators. Now, I didn't get the names, and I'm sorry for that, but the first two DNA-checked sets of bones that came back from North Korea have been identified. So, now, there's two families who haven't had closure for 50 years, been able to get closure. And you know what's really funny is, remember all the Dems? Well, we don't even know if those bodies are Americans. They're so hateful and nasty now. Why do you have to start off there? You have the hopes of many, 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 many families. They now have the opportunity to put it to rest. I just don't get it. They don't care who they hurt as long as they take down this president with them. They just don't care. Anyway. So I can't let this thing go with Kirsten Gillibrand. And I can't let it go that, see, here's the thing. I wish my friends, my Dem friends, who I consider sane, some of them sane people, would come forward and say these people are off. These people are wrong. This is wrong. But I mean, truly, they are pegging somebody, male or female, I don't care which. They are pegging somebody as guilty before they even have due process. Right? I mean, when it came to their people, it's a whole different story. But I want you to listen to what Kirsten Gillibrand had to say. Truly, see, you heard it in my words, you didn't hear it in hers. Let's hear it in her words, I hope, if this works. Yeah, I knew that was going to be too easy, right? It never works. Never for me, it never works the first time out. I'm telling you, the thing hates me. Let's see. Let's go. Okay, here we go. Ready? Go. Come on. Tell your story. La, 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 la. Don't you love it?
Asking the FBI to investigate her claims. She's asking for that kind of review, that investigative work, that oversight, that accountability, because she's telling the truth. Someone who is lying does not ask the FBI to investigate their claims.
Really? Really, really, really. It happens. Look at Mrs. Clinton. Didn't she say, oh, I welcome the FBI in. I welcome them to do the investigation. She wasn't lying at all, right? We didn't find anything wrong with it, with what she did. The fact that she wiped out, that her attorneys and her wiped out 35,000 emails, even after the court order said not to. And then she wouldn't answer the questions. So, yeah, it's always pure.
Who is not asking the FBI to investigate these claims?
Oh, no.
The White House.
Oh.
Dr. Kavanaugh. Excuse me. Judge Kavanaugh has not asked to have the FBI review these claims.
Because they're smart enough to know it's not their job. How about we start off there? Number two is they're smart enough to know that this has already been done six times before. That's what they're smart enough to know. Okay? And that in the six times before that they checked them all the way back to kindergarten again, nothing. There was nothing about this. Nobody came forward. Nobody from his early days talked about, it was that one incident where we hear he may have sexually assaulted somebody. They didn't hear that one time in six investigations. So they are either the most inept law enforcement group on the planet, and why would you want them to do another investigation at that point? Or they know there's nothing there. They know it's a nothing burger. They'd love to hang this guy. Don't you think? Because they've been, whatever.
Is that the reaction of an innocent person? It is not.
So try to ignore the yelling there. And the
yes, I stole the clip from Tucker. But you get the point. Okay, they are going to bring down everything. It's not because they believe he's done the right or the wrong thing. They're going to blame everything they can down on Brett. They're going to make it look as bad as they can down on Kavanaugh as they can. And they have nothing. You know, again, it's another one of those things, for all intents and purposes, they have nothing. And just because somebody accuses you doesn't mean you're guilty. That goes against every, you know, the Dems have been saying for months, this is against America, this is against the way we are, this is against the people that we are. So we've now turned, or you have now turned, to guilty until proven innocent when it comes to a female thing. Is that how it's worked now? Right? I mean, is that really how it happens? I'm going to keep painting this picture because this is what you do. You and the left do the same thing. So you have to take your own medicine. If you don't want to, it shows how disingenuous you actually are. Both people that Ford named as witnesses have said, no, she's wrong. Ford said she didn't tell anybody about it, while then saying she did tell somebody about it. Is it a lie or is it not? 65 women have come forward and said, this is not his character. This is not how he is. The last 35 years in government, not one complaint against him like this. If that was the case, if he was this kind of guy, why would he stop? He wouldn't. We come back, we will play a clip from another brain surgeon on the left. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. I don't know. I was never a big fan of theirs, but that was one song of theirs I really liked. So, anyhow. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, we are headed to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going up there, including clicking on the Patreon button where you can be part of the team. You can help the show. You can help fund, finance, whatever you want to call it. You can get, how about this? You can contribute to the cause. What do you think of that, right? Okay. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're talking about the hypocrisy of the Dems that is just so shining brightly. Seriously. Senator Hirono tells people that men of the country just need to shut up. You know, this is like temper tantrums happening with these people. This isn't decorum. We don't have statesmen anymore. These people, you know, again, some of the locals hate when I do this. Some people hate, but they're acting like a bunch of 17-year-old brats that aren't getting their way. So if they stamp their feet, call you names, and tell you they hate you, then it'll just get better for them. Let's listen to what this brain surgeon had to say. Maybe. Could be. Might happen.
You're not just 4 minutes on the stage.
Yes.
How does that impact the proceedings, if at all?
Of course it helps that there are women on that committee, but you know what? I expect the men in this country and the men in this committee, and many of them, believe me, because we all signed on to this letter to demand an FBI investigation. But really, guess who's perpetuating all of these kinds of actions? It's the men in this country. And I just want to say to the men in this country, just shut up and step up. Do the right thing for a change.
Let me ask you a question here. And I'm going to tee off a lot of people right now. This self-righteous crap that these people come down with, especially some of you females out there who think, you know, if we had less men, this wouldn't be happening. First of all, yes, sexual assault happens from women to men as well, right? And you're right, not at the numbers. But when it comes to schools and our kids and our precious little ones, 80% of the molestations, 80% of the sexual activity is done by female teachers. Yeah, let that sink in for a second, just under 80%. We do the stories on the show all the time about it. And some of you guys out there, and I don't agree, but I get what you say. Oh, you had sex with my teacher in high school. That's cool. No, it's not cool. And it's not cool because not all kids, majority of these kids can't handle it. They can't deal with it. Your teacher is supposed to be somebody you can respect. But female teachers take advantage of male students at a much higher rate when it comes to sexual assault, sexual aggravation at that level. Where's your outrage, Senator? Hirono, where is it? Right? This is why I say to you, this is not real. Yes, this is fake news. How do you like that? This is fake outrage, not news. Fake outrage. Because if you were really upset, if you really were irritated at what went down and what continues to go down, when are you going to call Cory Booker out? I mean, this stuff is now starting to surface. Let's see if you call out for things. An article written by Senator Cory Booker back in 1992 when he attended Stanford University has somehow made its way to the surface. He calls it, you know, this is a guy that's calling for confirmation, a delay of confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh because what he did 35 years ago. Now, Booker urged the Senate Judiciary Committee to first let the FBI conduct an investigation, right, after Professor Ford accused the high court of sexual assault. Booker's article was titled, you ready for this one? So much for stealing second. I mean, even the title is disgusting. It appeared in Stanford Daily on Wednesday, February 19th, 1992. All right, New Year's Eve, 1994. He said, I'll never forget it. I was 15 years old. As the ball dropped, I leaned over to hug a friend, and she met me instead with an overwhelming kiss. As we fumbled upon the bed, I remember debating my next move as if I were a chess game. With the Top Gun slogan ringing in my head, I get that every night, I slowly reached for her breasts. After having in my hand pushed away once, I reached my mark. Our groping ended soon, and while no relationship ensued, a friendship did. The next week in school, she told me that she was drunk that night and didn't really know what she was doing. Booker's intent on the column was to detail his transformation from a 15-year-old who was trotting around the bases and stealing second to someone who was called a man-hater over his pro-women views. In retrospect, he says, my soliloquy titled The Oppressive Nature of a Male-Dominated Society and Its Violent Manifestations of Rape anorexia-battered wives may have been... this guy is sickening. Right? I mean, where are the female Democrats? Where are the feminists? Why aren't they... Oh, God! And why aren't they... And there's a copy of the newspaper that it came from? You can find this on conservativemedia.com or .us, I'm sorry. And they have a copy of, again, not a written copy, but actually a photocopy of the newspaper and where it appeared in the paper. So go ahead and deny it. The senator came back to the topic a few months later in 1992, penning another article that mentions the controversial column, which he said was about date rape, and admitted that his actions were at odds with his beliefs. He said, but my second column, as I raised my noble pen to address the issue of date rape, I realized that the person holding it wasn't so noble after all. With the issue of so many others, a dash of sincere introspection has revealed to me a dangerous gap, a gap between my beliefs and my actions. The columns by Booker, potential 2020 presidential contender, has resurfaced after he became one of the leading voices of the Democrat opposition. But most of them are like this. Right? Most of them have these things in their path. Do they bring them forward? Are they so self-righteous? Are they so open to all of this? I don't think so. I mean, think about it. I don't think so. And then he's trying to give himself kudos later on in the article about how, you know, nobody would be as candid about this as I was. I brought it to the front. Just sick. When we come back, Del Bellis from Liberty HealthShare will join me. We're going to talk a little bit about you taking control of your health. Take control of your health process, how you take care of your body, the real way. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. 7 people were shot, including the shooter who later died in the second mass shooting in Maryland in 3 months. A woman who was a temporary employee at the Rite Aid warehouse in Aberdeen opened fire on her co-workers shortly after they arrived at work. First responders begin arriving only 5 minutes after the shooting began.
Yeah, two DSWs, one to the chest, one to the abdomen, one to the back at location.
Sheriff Jeffrey Galler.
Three people are suffering from injuries which they are expected to survive. Three others are victims of our shooter who lost their lives here today.
The suspect was identified as 26-year-old Snoshia Mosley of Baltimore. She began shooting outside before she went in, and she shot a total of six people before committing suicide. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain. What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK. That's 844-972-BACK.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
I just love Charlie Daniels. I really do. Senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-BIG-855. Come on. You know what? He doesn't even have to sing the song. You can have so much fun with his music. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, you should have total control of how you take care of your body. You agree? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, some of you missed it in the first segment. We have a little coffee conversation. It just came to me during the break. Dale Bellis is with me. He's national spokesman for Liberty Health Care. Dale, with me is one of my favorites, Dale Bellis, national spokesman for Liberty HealthShare. And, you know, we're gonna talk as we do, you know, on a regular basis on the show. We're going to talk about the difference between HealthShare and health insurance. And there is a major difference between the two. Dale, always fun when you're with me.
Oh, what a pleasure, Joe. Thanks for the opportunity. I'm here with my cup of coffee ready to just weigh in.
Oh, yeah, during the break, and I'll tell you what, you know, over the years, over the, you know, the 107 years I've been around, you know, you see these things that come out, eat eggs, don't eat eggs, drink coffee, don't drink coffee. You know, I'm telling you what, my grandfather drank two strong cups of coffee a day. He had an egg every single day, and he didn't die until he was well into his 80s. So, you know, I think they're all screwed up, but that's just my personal opinion. Anyway, hey, let's do a bit of a reset, because, you know, when I have you on and we talk about this, the questions always come back around in plain, simple English is, you know, first of all, when you say health share, one guy said this to me last time, I thought it was hilarious. That sounds kind of socialist, my friend. Sounds like, you know, everybody gets a piece of the pie and all, but that's not what it is at all. When we talk about health share, what are we talking about?
We're really talking about a like-minded community on the basis of mutual aid and mutual support, paying each other's medical bills. It's really the way healthcare was paid for years ago, before the advent of modern insurance, with all of its complexity and intermediaries. If you had a medical bill, Joe, the people in your community, your local church, your neighbors, the community would gather around, raise the dollars to pay your bill, support and help your family, and maybe help nurse you back to health. But it was a community action. And we've simply taken that principle and said, let's make that a solution for healthcare today on the basis of really neighbor helping neighbor, member in this case, paying and sharing in another member's healthcare costs. We'll just do it on an across-the-basis mutual fashion, and that's really what health sharing is, voluntary, cooperative, but it's all mobilized on the basis of our shared belief that we're here on Earth to help another person whenever they have a need, and we put that belief into action.
Well, you hit on it, which is the old-style neighborhood type of thing, and I told you, I grew up in the Boston area, and when somebody was – you always knew when somebody – was either sick or out of work temporarily, but mostly when they were sick. And you know, my grandmother, my mother would take down food. The guys would help them fix what they needed to fix. There'd be a little, you know, bucket of money that would be passed around. And you'd help each other out. It was truly a community caring, if you would, right? I mean, this is really just what this is.
Absolutely. Exactly what it is. And it's really building on the impulse of assisting and helping others whenever they have a need. And we just simply join in that community, and it's reciprocal so that when I'm assisting and helping others, that's my first impulse and engagement. But if I should have a bill, that same group is there to help pay my costs as well.
All right.
It's first motivated on the principle of aiding and assisting others, but they're there to help me in that case. There's an ancient bit of wisdom contained in the New Testament, and it's a principle that really applies in our lives. It's one of those laws of the universe. Give, and it shall be given to you. So the initiative is up to you as the individual to engage in that giving activity, and then should you have a need, those same people join in and give back. And that's the principle of healthcare sharing.
Yeah, but what if I don't have any friends? You know, people don't want to help me out. Then in that case, well, so, you know, and that's the other thing that I've talked to some of my listeners about.
We'll force people to be friends with you,
yes,
my friend.
Yes, that's right, comrade. Come on over. So, traditional insurance. I mean, so why not traditional insurance? You know, we know that works. You know, like I said, if I don't have any friends, what has got us in this? And you and I have talked about this before, so that's why I'm tongue tied, but I want to approach it differently. Why not traditional insurance? I mean, we know that works, right?
Well, number one, because this is a tradition, healthcare sharing, that's been in place since before the founding of our nation. It's really, as we've just said, the tradition of neighbor helping neighbor. But beyond that, in our modern world, and I say this with a great deal of humility, I'm not here to cast aspersions on health insurance or think of that negatively per se, but I've been a healthcare administrator for over 30 years, 12 years of that. I was administering self-funded employer plans, helping employers mitigate costs and cut down expense, et cetera. And every year I would meet with that employer group and discuss the costs of their plan and their program for their employees and what we could do in terms of cost containment. And in the course of my 30 years, Joe, my observations about the current third-party pay system, which is really what health insurance is, it really has two significant flaws. The first is that third-party pay system where I send my money away to the insurance company, it now suddenly becomes their money, and they're managing and controlling my health. So I lose autonomy and freedom, number one. And number two, I lose control of my dollars because I'm pre-funding, I'm financing my health care to the insurance company. And they dole out the dollars based on their particular values or their particular priorities. The problem with that is I don't have any vested interest or engagement in controlling costs.
Oh,
if it's somebody else's money, they're making the decisions about it. I never see a bill. I don't know what the costs are. I have no engagement incentive to manage that expense. And we sit around in America and say, hey, wait a minute, Why is healthcare racing and roaring out of control? Well, if there are no incentives, frankly, in the marketplace for consumers to manage that cost, it's no wonder expense goes through the roof, because now the mentality becomes, just take care of me.
Nope.
That's the first major flaw in our health insurance system.
Yeah, you kind of you took the thunder out of me for the next segment, because I was going to ask you what's driving up the cost of health care, you know, and all of it. But really, I don't know if you remember this, but when the third party, you brought up third party and it shook this loose in my head, when they came up with third party auto warranties, I don't know if you remember when this first started happening, where you
yeah.
couldn't get the extended warranty on your car, and you had 200 miles or whatever it was, and there was this company would call you and say, hey, we can give you an extended warranty on your car. It'll only cost you, I don't know, $1,200, $1,300. And you go, oh, okay, that sounds good, because, you know, one transmission goes bad, it pays for itself. And then what would happen is they send you out this case of oil that you had to buy. And you had to change the oil in your car or add it to whatever. And if you didn't do it just exactly right, according to the instructions that didn't exist, then what would happen was they would deny the claim every time. And it was just crazy.
Void your warranty.
Yeah, right. And it was that third-party pay system where you lost total control. You could only go to certain. I know your body's different than your car, but same premise. You lost your control of where you could have your car worked on and what could be done with it. You know, in this case with Liberty HealthShare, I make the deal with the doctor. The doctor and I sit back and talk about how we're going to go through the process of taking care of me and what my treatment's going to be. I'll give you about a minute on that one, and then we come back. I want to talk about what's driving up the health care costs.
Well, the ultimate solution, frankly, to the health care crisis is for all of us to become self-pay patients, where the money comes out of my pocket, and I'm the ultimate stakeholder in that relationship with the doctor. Now, the problem with that is, what happens if I have catastrophic costs or my accounts are drained? And that's really where health sharing steps in. We're all self-pay patients, but we join together to support and care for one another and contribute to those costs on a self-pay basis because we're in community with each other and we're there to help each other meet those unexpected and unaffordable expenses.
Well, listen, when we come back, I want to talk more, you know, again, about what's driving the cost of this up, and then how you can truly get total control of yourself, of your health care, of your doctor, of your medicine even. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes with Dale Bellis.
Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna happen.
We are back.
Baby, it looks like it's gonna happen.
Here's the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I hate wasting time with my guests. I really do. I really appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. You know, some of you missed it the first segment. We have a little coffee conversation. It just came to me during the break. Dale Bellis is with me. He's national spokesman for Liberty Health Center. Dale, my grandfather came from the old country, as we put it. I don't know if anybody really knows what that means today. But he used to make, my grandmother used to make coffee, boil water, and she would throw the coffee grinds in the water and boil
it. Oh, yeah.
How do I know you're going to go down that road? You get all excited about that. And then,
Joe, I have to tell you quickly, the very best, most famous cup of coffee in my memory was just that. I had an experience where an outfitter took us on horseback to the mountains in Arizona, and overnight they made cowboy coffee, just threw grounds in a coffee pot, set it on the fire. Most incredible coffee I've ever had.
Yeah, and you know, and the guy lived forever. I mean, seriously, lived forever. But I was thinking about a couple times as a kid having that, and just thinking, oh, God, that's terrible. But today, I love it. I love you know, strong coffee and that kind of thing. So, you know, one of the things that we don't hit on enough is with Liberty HealthShare, it's true. Liberty isn't just a catchphrase to get all the hardcore right-wing conservatives over to your side. It's truly, you have the liberty, you have the freedom to go to the doctor you want to go to. You have the freedom to call out, your treatment plan, if you would, for lack of a better term. I can decide. I told you, one of my most irritating things for me on a regular basis is you go to the doctor for your physical. He sees something that doesn't quite look right. He makes you go for a blood test. Well, tells you got to go for a blood test, and you got to chase the guy around for 2 weeks. Where what I love to do is get the blood work done on the front end. So when I'm sitting in front of him, he knows what he's looking for. He knows what to hone in on, and I got him. I don't have to chase him. I love that. That feels so much better, and that's truly what Liberty HealthShare is all about.
Precisely so. The control is in the hands of the individual member. The relationship is restored between the doctor and the patient, and it's the consumer controlling, managing, directing the care of their own health. And we were talking in segment one about runaway costs. That's precisely the same principle for containing costs. When there's financial incentive, not just incentive in the care of my health, but there's incentive in the costs associated with that care. It's coming from my pocket, and in this case, the pockets of my fellow members. My mentality reorients. I suddenly change my attitude toward consumption. I've got skin in the game. Yep. I feel a sense of obligation toward my fellow members to behave responsibly. I eliminate unnecessary care and exclude duplicative tests, evaluate the treatment plan. All of that occurs as a part of our cost containment behavior. Now it becomes a reflex at the counter, as opposed to saying to a third party somewhere, just take care of me.
Yeah, it's really funny because as you were talking, I was thinking about two things. One is what's driving up part of the healthcare costs is these doctors are having to do procedures and processes that they normally or probably wouldn't do if they actually sat down with the patient and the patient had total control. I mean, I don't know if some of these things are probably done. I don't want to say for insurance reasons, but for lawsuit reasons, right? I mean, when the insurance company is laying down a process.
Defensive medicine is without a doubt a factor, or it has an impact in terms of health care costs. But there was a study done by Dartmouth University that indicates, get this, it's not my not my numbers, it's their numbers based upon their study in the marketplace, that minimum of 30, most likely 50% of all medical costs in the United States are unnecessary.
Whoa!
We could cut out of our $3 trillion of healthcare economy, take half of it away, eliminate $1.5 trillion because of unnecessary care. It's over treatment. It's over testing. It is this mentality that says I must use then every machine in my arsenal to diagnose this condition, and it's unnecessary. And so that is a part of this mentality that I'm addressing in terms of the consumption of healthcare. If it's my money at stake, then it changes my behavior at the counter. The other factor I would just add here for a moment, and this is a part of the advisory that we give our members on a daily basis when they're calling in saying, my doctor has advised XYZ treatment or surgery. We evaluate with that member as to whether that's medically advisable, and if so, where to go secure it at the most advisable price, because, again, it's our dollars, and that changes and provides resource to members in this rather complex arena of medical care.
Yeah, back to the car example for just a quick second is I keep coming back to that and thinking, look, you will fight and argue with your mechanic. right, over a piece of metal, right? I mean, you will fight and argue with the mechanic, why do I have to replace that hose? It looks brand, and you just go on with them. When it comes to your body, you just kind of sit there and go, okay. Right? Anything the doctor tells you to do, it's almost like you believe everything he says, even though you may have been through this before. So we have been conditioned, and again, you and I have talked about this before, we have been conditioned from little kids and watching our parents. They cut the insurance check. They go to the doctor. They go through the insurance company. Mom's fighting with the insurance company on the phone. And we have been taught to believe that that is the norm. That's just how it works. And it doesn't have to work that way, people.
Yeah, we've been schooled for a long time that that's the path to follow. and there's just another alternative, thankfully.
Yeah, yes, very much so. And then the other thing that you do that Liberty Healthcare does that I really think is most people or a lot of people need to get involved with is the whole thing with how about a little preventative medicine, if you would. I don't mean medicine, but dumb little things you can do. Like for me, it was not eating a pound of pasta every day, but maybe a half a pound. Learning how to cut back a little bit, not have a hot fudge sundae every day at lunchtime. I mean, you have people on board that you can call and you can say, look, I need to blow off a few pounds, and as I told you, I blew off 5 or 6 or 7 pounds at one point, and my knees felt better. My ankles felt better, and it was kind of incentive to keep moving. But I was shooting in the dark. With Liberty Healthcare, you don't have to shoot in the dark, do you?
We are health conscious, health focused, and so we engage in those kinds of health based behaviors that improve our health because, again, it's our money at stake. But second, honestly, Joe, it comes from the core of values that we espouse. Our bodies are temples.
Right.
We have a moral and spiritual obligation to care for these physical bodies that we've received from our Creator God. And so, therefore, we're going to behave in a different way. It arises from our value system. And we really do want to resource and resource our members with health coaches and other means and methodologies to help improve health because that is our core mentality.
Right. And again, I admonish people on a regular basis. You read all, I mean, today with so much information online, there's so much information out there you can glean from. And we've been shoved into that little corner that says, here's an area that's untouchable. Here's an area that it's a 1 through 5 end of discussion. And that's all there is to it, right? And it's so untrue. And we need to start pushing back. We need to start breaking the mold. And you need to start taking care of your own body the way you want to take care of it. And you're not going to get that with a traditional health insurance company, if you would. I can't stress that enough. And those are the questions I get mostly through email. What makes this? You and I joked about this early on. You only got about a minute here, and I used to say, you got the death panels there. I'm over 60, and I need a lung. I'm done, right? That's it. You're going to allow me to go. But it doesn't work that way at all because we're all part of a big family, right?
That's correct. And it's a community engaged with one another of shared values, beliefs, and what a reward it is to know that my money is being invested in the life of another person every month, and that's what our members tell us is among the top two reasons why they find it so fulfilling.
Well, Dale, I always enjoy having you on with me. It's no matter how many times we hit the same issues, I get the same question. So, to my listeners, will you please pay attention and do a little homework? This is your body we're talking about here. This is your long-term. Yeah. This is for you to be around for your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. Dale Bellis, National Spokesman for Liberty Healthshare. We'll post up all the information on how people can find more information on Liberty Healthshare. Thanks so much for being with us.
Joe, it's a pleasure. Thank you, man. God bless.
You too.
I always have so much fun with that guy, and I always enjoy the time he gives us and the information he gives us. He doesn't try to sell you hard. Head out to the website, libertyhealthshare.com, and learn a little bit more about them. Learn how to take control of your body. I'm Joe Messina. Have a great rest of the day. God bless. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here tomorrow.